Maharaj, this is July 19th, 1980, which is page 31, and the previous reading was page 35 from July 21, 1980, for those of you who are transcribing or want to look up these passages. This is July 19, 1980. Maharaj, in this spiritual hierarchy, from the grossest to the subtlest, you are the subtlest. From the grossest to the subtlest, you are the subtlest. How can this be realized? The very base is that you don't know you are, and suddenly the feeling I amness appears. This is very important. The base is that you don't know you are, and suddenly the feeling I amness appears. The moment it appears, you see space, mental space. And I call that, what did I call that? The subtle body, it's called. I talk about it in the advanced teachings on the website. I forgot what I call all those things, but you can get into it more there by reading that on the either the I Am, It Is Not Real, or the We Are Sentience website. The moment this I amness appears, you see space, mental space, that subtle sky-like space. Stabilize you there in that space. You are that. When you are able to stabilize in that state, you are the space only. And this is what happens when the first realization comes. There is no I, there is no center. When there's no I, there's no external world. All that there is space, which you are, which contains everything. The identity shifts from being some imagined entity inside of your body to an identification with the inner space and the external space. You are spaciousness, which contains all objects, all feelings, all thoughts, all knowledge. When this space-like entity, I am, disappears, the space will also disappear. There is no space. When the I am-ness disappears, space disappears. When that space-like I am-ness goes into oblivion, that is the eternal state. What is left over after the I amness goes, is the eternal state. Nirguna, no form, no beingness. Actually, what did happen there? The message I am was no message. Dealing with this aspect, I cannot talk much because there is no scope to put it into words. There's not much you can say about no form, no beingness. It doesn't have any qualities. It doesn't have any characteristics. It doesn't have any function. It's unknowable, unfathomable. You can only experience it. You can only be it. You can't talk about it. You can't grasp it with your mind or even with the heart. It's beyond the heart. It's where the heart melts into the absolute, into formlessness. And that's why all of your hearts are burning. It's to burn itself out so you can find the absolute. It's like, I guess you could call it a purification process, but really it's letting the I amness burn so that you know that you're not the I amness. You focus when the burning is happening, the focus is on the I am, and that's as it should be. That's the practice, to focus on the I am. And the more intensely, the faster it goes. But ultimately, you're beyond the I amness, beyond the beingness. You are never born. You will never die. You're just watching this. And in the meantime, you're identifying with the I amness and the burning right now and the yearning. Does Maharaj go into Samadhi? Maharaj, I am stabilized in the highest. There is no going into samadhi or coming out from samadhi. That is over. Should we continue our meditation? It doesn't mean this is an excuse for you to give up meditation. You must persist in meditation until you come to a stage when you feel there is no meditation. When the purpose of meditation is gained, it will drop off naturally. Which is the way to the supreme state? There is no question of going into that state. You are the supreme state. But whatever ignorance you have will drop off. This is very important. There is no question of going into that state. You already are in that state. It's buried in you. You cover it with your mind. What happens is the spiritual process is a dropping off of these ignorance of the concepts of all the loves and the messiness in your life to see the purity of the supreme state and find rest there, find peace there. Okay.